Torreyway, North West London, Monday, the 27th of February, second day of Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rabbi Chaim Meiselman, and the subject is Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem V'Horetz Nosan Livnei Odom.
Good morning. We're now starting this week Parashas Truma, where we're going into the third phase in our journey, starting from Yetzias Mitzrayim. From that time where Moshe Rabbeinu came to speak to Klal Yisrael, when they were in Avodim for Paroi for many generations, they were Shakua Ba'ime Katuma, and when he gave them this message, beginning of Parashas Va'iro, the Arba Lashonis Shel Geula, Ve'itzeisi, Ve'itzalti, Ve'goalti, Ve'lokachti Eschem Li La'om, Ve'isi Lachem Li Lo'ikim, and they couldn't even appreciate Ve'loishomro Moshe Mikoitza Ruach Ma'avoyda Kosho, because they couldn't comprehend such an idea. That we are Avodim, all we know is working with sand and water, making bricks. Ve'lokachti Eschem Li La'om, Ve'isi Lachem Li Lo'ikim. The first statement Moshe Rabbeinu taught, the first thing he opened his mouth when he came into Mitzrayim was B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, because in order for them to start this process of taking them from that Madrega, from where they were, to becoming a Mamlechas Kehani Megai Kodosh, they had to realize who they really are. Lech lo marto el paroi, koi omar Hashem b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. And what did we have? We had Yitzias Mitzrayim. We had Kabbalah Satoira. And then we have now we're starting the third phase, and that is Binyan HaMishkan. Rabinyan HaMishkan, the Ramban says, this is all part of the same journey, it's all part of the Sefer Sheni of Shmois, Sefer HaGeula. The Ramban says that when is it that we are considered Hakeh Geulin? When they came back from being Avodin, they came back to the Madriga of the Ovis. V'oz, the Lashon of the Ramban, it's very kedai to see the beginning of Shmois. He says, this whole sefer, he says, is called Sefer HaGeula. U'keshebo'u el Har Sinai, ve'osu ha-mishkon, ve'shov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'hishro shchinosei b'neihem, only then, oz shovu el ma'al ha-savoysom. At that point, when sho'yosoy de'lo'ikalo oleihem, ve'oz nechshevu ge'ulim, only now in Parshas Truma Tetzaveh, Vayakil Pekudei, the Binyan HaMishkon, only now we're considered that complete, the Geula is complete when we have Ashras HaShchina amidst us. It's interesting, the Netziv, in the beginning of Sefer Shmois, points out something interesting that the Behag, the Rambani says, call Sefer Shmois Sefer HaGeula. But the Behag, when he list names the five Sforim, he has Chumash, Bereshis is Sefer Bereshis, V'Chumash Sheni, Sefer Shmois is called the second Sefer of Sefer Bereshis. Then there's Sefer Koyanim, Chumash HaPekudim, or Mishnah Torah. So he says it's very interesting that Sefer Shmois doesn't even have a name of its own by the Behag. It doesn't call it Sefer HaGeula like the Ramban, it's Sefer Sheni, the second Sefer of Bereshis. And the Netziv explains that the reason is because the whole Bria was dependent on Kabbalah Satoira. And once there was a Sefer Shmois, we had Kabbalah Satoira, therefore it's a Sefer Sheni, it's a Shlom of the Bria Soilam. The Medrash in Parashas Nosoi says that the Ve'yihi Amakrivas Korbonoi Bayoim Horishoin. The lotion of the Medrash is Minayoim Horishoin Shabora Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nisavu Hakadosh Baruch Hu desired Lodur Batachtoinim to have a place in this world where he can be frashras hashchina. Lodur batachtoinim. We'll still come back to this idea of lodur batachtoinim. And that was a desire HaKadosh Baruch Hu had from the beginning of the Bria. And that's why it's called Vayehi Vayiboyker Yoim Echod. It doesn't say Yoim Rishoy. Vayehi Amakri Veskorbonoi Vayoim Rishoy Menachshim Ben Aminodo Vayibiyom Kalois Moishe Lohokim Es Amishkon. Only then, Zog the Medrash, Shebeyoy Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yikosev Shebeyoyim Zen Nivro Ho'oilom. So, Binyan HaMishkon, in essence, Zog the Medrash is a day of Briyas Ho'oilom. The Hashlama of the whole creation is only complete when we have Akomas HaMishkon. So Akomas HaMishkon is the completion of our Geula, and it's a completion of Briyas Ho'olam. It's a mistake to think that that's Negeya only the days when we had a Mishkan, when we had a Beis HaMikdosh. We all know that the Inyan of Ashras HaShechina and Klal Yisrael and in this world is a Dover Nitzchi, that even once we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, it's Negeya, we find it at least in three areas. One is very famous and known. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, "Va'ehi lohem lemikdash ma'at." Va'ehi lohem lemikdash ma'at. Those are batei knesias, batei midrashis that are considered a base mikdash ma'at, where there's ashras hashchina even in our days. We find it in a Jewish home that's established. Ish ve'isha, if they live properly, appropriately, the way they live together, shchina shruya b'neihem. And then it's famous also that every person, the Kadmonim speak a lot about this Indian, that every person contains within himself a miniature of the Beis HaMikdosh within his Koiches, Aguf, all his Eivorim, as the Nefshachayim speaks about it a lot, but it's not from him, it's from way before. Talking, and then V'shochanti B'soichom, very famous Maimah, every Yid is a mokim for Ashras HaShechina. So when we're talking about the idea of Mishkon, it's an Inyan Nitzchi that's very negeh in your name. So how do you build a Mishkon? How do you build a Mishkon? We start the Sedra starts this week. Whole list of materials. That's very strange. The Ibn Magid points out, is that the way to build a Beis HaMikdash and Mokim for Ashras HaShechina with all these materials in Yonim Gashmiim? Is that the way you create, you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world? It says a beautiful word. I still want to come to the topic of Hashemayim, Shemayim Hashem, Ba'aretz Nosam Ibn Yodom. But this word is a Zatayr word, I have to mention it. He says on the Posuk that this Kash is really expressed in the Posuk in Shir HaShirim. Apirio in Oso Loi HaMelech Shloimoi Mei Atzei HaLevonoi Amudo Voso Kesef Verfidoso Yizohov Merkovoi Argomon. And he says the Toichoi Rotsuf Avo Mibnoi Sir Shaloim Zog the Dubna Magdit, beautiful word, on this week's Sedra Noel Yaakov. He says, it's a Kasha. He builds himself a period in a palace. Those materials you use for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Binyan Beis HaMikdash should really be Oireis Elyonim, the way he describes it. Some lofty materials, some using a plain Gashmiz de Gazachu. Zog to know the emesis toichei rotzuf avom ibnois Yerushalayim. The idea, the best and most appropriate material to build the Beis HaMikdash, he says, is the ava of Yidden, that they want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If only we could take pieces of Ava, he says, and build with that a Beis HaMikdash, that is what we have to do. That is the only way to create a Beis HaMikdash, with bricks of Ava. How do you do that, he says? You take something that people love and people cherish and people want. That's gold and the materialistic materials, Taka, that people have an Ava to, and they give it and they donate that, to give it for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that is in essence, that is a shtick Ava that they are giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with that they're building the Beis HaMikdash. Toichei Rotzuf Ava Mibnei Yerushalayim. So, the pnimius of all of this, he says that's the Taich, and explain something in the beginning of the Sedra, the fact that the three times that it says Truma over here, and he also brings a beautiful posik in Dibre Ayomim that he says, "Uvechol koichi David HaMelech says, I prepared hachinoisi es hazohov lazohov es hakesef lakesef es hanechoishes lanechoishes." Very strange posik. I prepared the gold for the things, for the golden, for what we need gold for. I prepared the kesef lakesef, hanechoishes lanechoishes. Up to Dubna Magid, that David HaMelech says, I took those materials that Yidden donated for the Beis HaMikdash, I took those exact materials to build the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't collect money and then built the Beis HaMikdash. They took those things that people gave with that Ava, with that Shtoikikus, for building Beis HaMikdash, that's how they built the Beis HaMikdash. So this is the material. The material of the Beis HaMikdash is Taka, made out of love. Of Yidden to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but we find something. How do you build a Mishkan? We find something very, very strange, very interesting. In the whole Seder, in Parashas Truma Tetzav VeVayakel Pkudei, there is one word that repeats itself again and again and again and again. I tried once counting, and everyone will say now, Kasha Tzivon Hashem. Oh, who's that? Valsisa. Yivald. The amount of times it says ve'osiso, and you should do, and you should create, at least hundreds of times. And I always found it very interesting. You know, why doesn't it say once ve'osiso, and then it should say what you should do? Just go on, describe it. No, every detail, ve'osiso, tabois ve'osiso, loizerzov sobi, ve'yotzakto, even if it's not the ve'osiso. But it says an instruction to do an every detail of Osiso, Vovim, Osiso, Crossing, Osiso, Lulois. Every bit there's a Osiso, with one exception, very interesting, by the Chotzer. The Chotzer, it says, Es Amudov, Es Adonov, Es. It just says once Osiso in the beginning, it doesn't say Osiso on every Prat and Prat. And the same as in Vayakab Kudeh, Vayasu, 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 again and again, repeats it. Hundreds of times, and again by the Chotzer you'll see, it's not mentioned. And that's Bazunder Shmuz, why Taka the Chotzer is different, that's another Indian. But, what's the Pshat? It says there's something very profound. It's a message that I have to learn and take. When it comes to building a Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to building a Mishkan, you have to pay attention. There is the only one way that it will happen. It's Vosiso. You have to do it. You have to do it. It won't happen on its own. It will not happen on its own. And it's not like you'll do Hishtadlis, and then the rest will just fall into place. You'll start off the process, and then everything else will just continue mimela. No, there isn't anything, not one detail of the Mishkan that will happen on its own without a Valsiso. You know where you'll have something happening on its own? Parshas Kisiso. Over there you find Aaron throws the gold into the fire. Vayetze o egel hazeh. An egel azov, just out comes an egel. There is absolutely no idea of out comes a Mishkan. There's no such idea. Out doesn't come a Mishkan. Out comes an Egel. But a Mishkan requires Asiya. And Asiya on every Prat and Prat. And the reason is because this idea, this unbelievable idea that starts in this Sedra, that if you will see in the Midrashim, the chiddush, how Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't fathom and comprehend it, even Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'osu li mikdosh ve'shochamti besoichom, there's a tnai. Ve'osu li mikdosh. Only with the asiyah, only that way you will get ve'shochamti besoichom. That's applicable, obviously, in our lives. When we're talking about other in Yonim of Mikdosh HaMishkan that we have today, it's a Beis HaMikdosh Ma'at, anyone that's involved in building Mekoymus Torah, Mekoymus for Kedusha will tell you that nothing happens on its own. It requires a lot of Asiya. And the same is in a home, and the same a person in a person's own personal development, turning himself into a Mishkan, also requires a lot of Asiya. And the reason for that is, you'll never find any Kedusha in this world that happens Bidei Shomayim. All Kedusha in this world is Bidei Odom. What's the tape, the difference? I heard it once on a tape from my great uncle, Rosh Haber Soloveitchik from Boston. He's pointing out this idea, he didn't bring it on this Sedra. But he brought the difference in between Har Sinai and Har Meiriyah. Har Sinai had the greatest Ashras HaShechina ever. But still the Kedusha wasn't left, didn't remain there. B'mshoich HaYoybel Hengo Yadu Bahor. No Kedusha today in Har Sinai. You go to Har Sinai, you could go, nothing, no problem to go onto the mountain. Right? No Kedusha remained. Har HaMeiriyah, it was Niskadesh Adidei David Shloim and Ezra. We know Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcher Leshaito, Kitcher Losid Lovi. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was Alidei Kibush by the first Alidei Yeshua and Alidei Chazoka. It was Yeshua wasn't a Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcher Leshaito, Kitcher Losid Lovi. Yeah, Kedusha Rishayna like Kitcher Losid Lovi. It needed a new Kedusha Alidei Ezra. That was a Kedusha that was created Alidei Chazoka. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Azorahis are also, there's a whole process how you create it. Because Kedusha in this world, HaShomayim, that's why I titled this subject, HaShomayim, Shomayim LaHashem, Kedusha and Shomayim is Bidei Hashem, or Be'oretz, Nosan Livnei Odom. Over here in this world, Kedusha in this world is up to us to create. It will not happen on its own. In the Meridik and Medrash, I think we can tell too, a Medrash in Parashas Tazria that discusses mamish this Indian, a different Indian, but I think you could shtel it too. Parashas Tazria, a nice story that took place to Rav Akiva and Turnusrufus Harosh. Ma'ases Shasho'al Turnusrufus Harosh es Rav Akiva. Eiz a ma'asim noyim. What are more beautiful Ma'isim. Shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Shall Basar Va'odom? Is it Ma'isim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are more beautiful, or Ma'isim Shall Bnei Odom? Omar Loi, interesting, Shall Basar Va'odom Noim. Basar Va'odom, that he creates nice things. Said Omar Loi to Nusrufus. Harashamayim Ba'oretz, Yochel Odom Lassis Kayoitza Ba'em. So then Turnusrufus turns to him and asks him, tell me, b'pnei matam mulim. I knew what you're getting at. He asked him, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soin as a orla, why is a person born with an orla? Let a person be born, mohu. If the idea is to cut the orla, why is a person born with an orla? Told him this is the idea. Told him. Hevi l'Rav Akiva, shibolim gluskois. He brought him barley grain from the field, on the stalks of, from the field, and he brought him nice pastries, cakes, biscuits, beautiful, and he told him, have a look. What's nicer? What's more beautiful? Try eating this. This is Ma'ase Hashem. And this is Ma'ase Basar Va'odom. Basar Va'odom. Omar, ein elu noim yoiser min hashibolim. is this idea, l'chayim. Asher boro, v'yishbois v'yim ashvi mikol melachtoi, asher boro elohikim la'asais. The idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world, is ha'shamayim shamayim la'ashem, ha'oretz nosan livnei odom la'asais. We're born with an orla. Bris is a kedusha. But the Mila is a Kedusha, but Mila, that Kedusha within us, that Mishkan within us, we have to do ourselves. It's Lasso, it's Valsisa, 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 Valsisa. It won't happen on its own. Because the essence of Kedusha is something that we do. We bring our Kedush Baruch into our world. One more point that I'd like to point out, it's Negev to Mishkan. Medrash. Found Medrash, but we had last Shabbos, just yesterday, 2 days ago, Shabbos for Monday, we learned Parshas Mishpatim. I always found it quite, let's say, anticlimax, or coming from Maimed Har Sinai and Parshas Yisro, where Gans Klal Yisrael is standing there in the most highest moment of Klal Yisrael, Gili Shechina, everyone were in a Madrega of Nevuah, yeah? And they had such a Yishtekikus, Ritzoyneinu Lireis Es Malkeinu. They wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they wanted to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw the ganze Bria was clear, Ata Reis Oladaz, Ke Hashem Oleikim Einoid Mulvadoi. And then, it's like a free fall. Ve'ela HaMishpotim HaShatosim Lifneiam, standing there at the mountain, Parsha of Arbovis Nezikin, if you dig a ditch on the road and a Shoyer Hammer fall, what they have to do, if someone, you give a pikodin to someone and he denies it, that Parsha is Gneva and Gzela and oh, Oynes, like, please, let's go straight to Truma, yeah? But also the Mikdash, V'shachan Tiv Esoichon, straight from Yisrael, let's go straight to Parsha's Truma. And the answer is, that there's no parashas truma, there's no hakamas hamishkan, unless you have a parashas mishpatim beforehand. Nisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu leidira b'tachtonim. What does it mean? It doesn't mean just some lofty idea. It's a very practical thing. Dira b'tachtonim. Bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to every aspect of your life. Understanding that all aspects of your life, if it's that of tachtoinim, that a person desires and is interested, if it's to acquire a fortune, or other inyonim, all inyonim of mundane, daily life. There's a Shulchan Aruch for everything. And that's where Dira b'tachtoinim is. That is where Dira b'tachtoinim is, if you're erlich in your business. If in your dealings, you don't take ribbons, all your inyonim of Olam Hazem Mamish, Gans Choshe Mishpat is in Parshas Mishpatim, only then you could have a taka of also the Mikdash Veshochanti Besoichim and Parshas Truma. There has to be a Parshas Mishpatim in between. And it's a Mefurish Medrash. I found Mamish talking this Drosha. I always had this idea, but a Mefurish Medrash that says, this Nis'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I couldn't find it right before Shir. I think it's in Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Nosek. In Vayehi B'yom Kalois Moshe. And the Medrash over there says that M'yom Shavar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash I laid out, Nis'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dira B'tachtoinim. And it's very clear, he told all the Marishim, I gave you a tzivui, not to eat Me'etz Adas. And when all the Marishim violated that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mistalek from this world, from Dira B'tachtoinim. One Rokia. Then Cain killed Hevel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mistalek even more. And that's why the Medrash says there, Vayehi, means it, well, it's not something new. Basi Legani Achoisi Chala, I'm coming back to the world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already. It's very, very clear in that Medrash, this idea. That Ashras Ashchina, Dira B'tachtoinim means that if you are commanded, you have Ritzoinus, you want to do something, the way to live your life is conducted by Tzivui Hashem, not only a mitzvah saseh, that's what's interesting. Even by a mitzvah loy saseh, what not to do. You want to take something that doesn't belong to you. You want to do something that is nishma seder. And you hold yourself back. That is mishkon. That is dira b'tachtoinim. That's also, you can connect to this inyan of Oretz Nosan Livnei Odom. The Kotzke said, Hashomayim Shomayim Hashem Oretz Nosan Livnei Odom. It means to make that Shomayim Oretz Nosan Livnei Odom, to make Shomayim Shomayim Hashem, to make out of the Oretz Shomayim. How do you do that? Is that in Halacha Lemaisa keeping Torah properly? In Yom Lichayim Mishpotake, that is the main Indian of Parshas Mishpotim. Only then your Zeichetake could carry on to Parshas Truma, but also the Mikdash Veshachanti Veseichon Beis Hashem. So Zeichetake to bring the Shechina into our lives. B'siyata Dishmaya, if it's as a Kehilatake in the Bote Mikdash Mat, where every person is personal level, that we should be Zeichetake Veseichazem Reinenu Veshuvchol Etzion Berachmin. Zeichet Hashas Hashchina and Kali Shov and Gilim.